Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and there is not a morsel to be had in this house. I'm like old Mother Hubbard. The cupboards are bare. The fridge has got half a cucumber, a very small, I mean, matchbox-sized piece of Wensleydale, and some tomato puree. That's it. That's all that's going on. So last week, we didn't do a big shop, trying to save a bit of money. I was like, I think I can be resourceful, like the bulldog clips on my trousers. I think that I can pull things together based on, you know, stuff from the freezer, a bit of a tomato, one lonely pepper, all of that kind of stuff. And I was like, I'm going to absolutely take our stores down and then we're going to do an enormous shop. And dear listener, that shop is coming in 1 hour's time. We're all starving. We're all absolutely ravenous, like desperate. He's going to bring it through the door. We're going to be like lion cubs on a zebra carcass, like that, trying to get things. But you know what? It feels good. I mean, I love a fresh page of a notebook, and that feels like this. You know, it's all empty, we can start again. And actually, there's something very satisfying about just rustling something up. I think I've done very well, though the babies have been living off mackerel pate for about 4 days now. Louis now is half mackerel. He's actually got fins. And actually, speaking of the babies, I've just noticed, I've come into the back bedroom to speak to you, as per, on this bedspread, there is nail varnish. Now, this will be Nancy, who for some time has believed that she can paint her own nails. The nail varnishes have been moved higher to higher ground. But when will I learn? So the other morning she was like, can I paint my nails? And I was like, I'll paint your nails. Sure, I'll paint your nails. Just give me a minute, right? And she was like, I want to hold it. Now there's my error. And I gave her the nail varnish. I was a fool. And then I went off, started to get dressed, dried my hair. Nancy was quiet, but I didn't realise until it was too late. And she came and found me and she went, I've got it on my hand. And I was like, what? Oh God, yeah, the nail varnish. So that was that. I did not know that it was also on the bedspread in here. And actually, a couple of weeks ago, because I haven't learnt my lesson, she got it on her dungarees. So what I would like to know is, how do you get nail varnish off clothes? I should point out, I have washed the dungarees since. I know, I've probably washed the stain in. But yeah, any ideas? You know, nail varnish remover just doesn't do a thing on fabric. Or am I done for? Is this it? Is it not possible to get nail varnish off of fabrics? Answers on a postcard or happily into my DMs. That would be lovely. Would love it if you've got some sort of terrific life hack. Otherwise, that's just our life now. Just occasional patches of nail varnish on things. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you in advance if you do have any ideas. I love you very much and I will see you next time for Elevenses with me.